by the miracle of recording.
Hello again. Apologise for lack of video last week, and apologise if this one's a bit weak, frankly, because I haven't really thought about it enough, but I kind of have. So I'm just going to ramble and see if it makes sense, and if it doesn't, maybe I'll edit it. But actually, maybe what I'll do is revisit it in a few weeks, because I think one of the key things with planning is you don't really know what you think until you've heard what you've said. So I'm going to try that out this week. But what I want to talk about is lots of people ask me, how to be good at planning, as it were. That's the implicit question. I think a lot of that depends on what kind of planner you want to be. Coincidentally, I got an email a few weeks ago asking me what the difference was between a brand strategist and a planner. So this is going to try and answer both of those questions with the aid of a rather weak visual aid, which is this. So if you think of planning as essentially having three stages to it, this is what I think they are. They are thinking, then doing something, and then thinking. So thinking before doing, thinking during doing, or just doing, ideally, and thinking about what you've done. And that, in essence, is how you might think of how you plan, or what kind of planner you are. Some people are good here, some people are good here, some people are good here. Very few people are good all the way across. And I think the best people are kind of understand that they're good in one particular area, or where one area meets another, and kind of concentrate on that. This bit is about kind of big analytic skills, and it's about persuading people to do stuff in the absence of a lot of evidence in some ways. And, you know, in the absence of actual work or product or concrete ideas, it's about talking in abstract ways, probably with hopefully with some gravitas and some authority, and causing stuff to happen such that creative work can happen, and the right creative work can happen. The interesting bit for me is the interaction between that bit and that bit. So how do you translate that into a language that creative people, or designers, or retail people, or whatever, can understand? And then what's the interaction between execution and strategy? That bit, to me, the really fruitful and interesting bit. But it isn't to everyone, and frankly, often it's a waste of time. Understanding execution and the ramifications of execution often lead you to go back and change strategy, which may indicate you had a bad strategy all along. Maybe it may indicate that I'm not very good at strategy, and therefore have to solve it through execution. But often I think leads to kind of better strategy stuff. And then this bit at the end is the bit and the interaction between the doing stuff and the thinking about what you've done. There, that bit. Is the bit that can sometimes be incredibly fruitful, or often be a horrible spiral of death. Because sometimes the doing something is about doing something for research, and the thinking is about the research that you do, and you get into this spiral of iteration of kind of doing and researching and doing and researching and doing and researching, where eventually what you're doing is doing stuff for research rather than doing stuff for making something. But when it's good, this bit, I think, can be the most productive learning, because this bit is, it's post-rationalisation, but in the best sense. It's kind of being rational after you've done something. And often it's only after you've done something that you really understand what it is you did. That in the heat of execution, you often make smart decisions. You often make stupid decisions as well, but you don't know whether they're smart or stupid until you look back, you know, days, weeks, months, years later, and look at that and analyse what you did, and then hope to learn from that from the next stage round. So in many ways, it's extremely arguable that I should draw this as a circle, because it should be, you know, essentially two bits. It's like thinking, doing something, thinking, applying that thinking to the next thing you do, etc. Often it is drawn as a circle. My only problem with that is I don't think people think or work that way. People work in projects. If you draw the circle, it just horrifies them, and they're kind of like, I'm going to be in this loop forever. I think it's more human to think of life that way, and that's actually how we chunk up our lives, kind of conveniently. Does that make any sense so far? Is it useful? I think the thing to think about is people tend to be good in one place or another. There's a lot of great planning goes on in helping great product or design or execution happen. There's a lot of great planning goes on at the abstract end in thinking about brand strategy, and I guess that's what brand strategy is up there. There's a lot of great planning thinking goes on at this end about understanding what has happened in the world and you know what the effect of whatever you've done has been. Again, some of it, this might just be a useful way for you to think about what it is you love doing or what it is you're good at, and then you know think about, is that the kind of planner you want to be? Hope that makes sense. It's probably uneditable, so I might just stick it up as it is and hope it's useful to you in some way, and try and be more coherent next week. So thank you. Bye. By the miracle of recording.